Fellow South Africans, did that sound convincing?
My fellow South Africans.
Well, welcome to this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns in partnership with Sowetan Live. My name is Rams Mabote. Tonight, for the seventh time since he took office, we join President Cyril Ramaphosa as he delivers his State of the Nation address. Correction, those of us who will not be load-shared, that is. Fortunately for the president and the members of parliament, all dressed with their nines, there won't be load shedding in the parliamentary precinct.
Of course, we are all facing this challenge in the country, but there will be minimization of the load shedding. Part of our engagement with the city, where the extent to which, in collaboration with ESCOM, there will be measures taken to make sure that there is no load shedding that will impact on the delivery of SONA, including related precincts that will be central to feeding live coverage of the SONA. So that work is ongoing, including alternative measures to mitigate the likelihood of load shedding impacting on the delivery of SONA.
That was Xolile George, Secretary of Parliament. What did the other George say again? George Orwell, that is. Yes, some animals are more equal than others. What can we expect from this year's SONA? Is there anything new that the president will deliver? Are you excited? Or is it going to be same old, same old? Well, if it is going to go according to the economic freedom fighters, it is not going to go, so to speak.
February 9th. We are going to show him what we are made of there in Parliament. We will never be addressed by a constitutional delinquent. The courts can protect him anyhow. But we will face him in Parliament. And there is no court that will protect him. We will be there and we are going to take him head on.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. We are back in the days when the former president Jacob Zuma was disrupted by the EFF with shouts of pay back the money. I wonder what they will shout tonight. Something like delinquent president or whatever. I can't wait for it. Of course, the word palapala will be used. We know how this is going to end.
Honorable Malema, you are the one who's not prepared to go. I hope these gentlemen will...
You can kill me. It's fine. Kill me. Just kill me. There's no problem. Kill me.
Parliamentary security personnel are going to force the EFF members out of the house after the speaker, Nosivuye Maphisa Nqakula, would have huffed and puffed trying to maintain order in the house.
We see honorable members using their heads to harm others.
I wonder how parliamentarians still have the gall and the gumption to refer to one another as honorable member, if ever there was an oxymoron. All this will be happening against the backdrop of government spending 8 million rand to stage this event. It has to be noted that this is a pittance compared to how much has been spent on this spectacle historically. Yet, many will feel that it is not 8 million rand well spent. But that's ridiculous. I mean, the honorable members have to eat. Their partners have to eat, the guests, the hangers on. Everybody must eat while listening to the president, right? You can, or at least after listening to him. You can't invite these people and not give them food, you know? So maybe 8 million rand goes somewhere there. We know he will speak for almost 2 hours, condemning the house and the gallery to endless 40 wings and sporadic but mandatory applauses. For that, the attendees deserve a lavish dinner afterwards. You have to agree with me. Even those that will heckle and boo him will need to feed their stomachs and down a few single malts to soothe their overworked throats afterwards. Ironically, while the new kids on the block, Action SA, feel that this SONA is another waste of time, their leader will still attend.
SONA has become something of a joke. We have a president who will be returning again to lay promises on the foundation of what was broken before, promises that were never delivered. We have an official opposition who, in spite of these broken promises, is incapable of winning support away from the ANC. And we have the EFF who come year after year with promises to disrupt this entire process. All while South Africans are sitting at home watching people walking down a red carpet like they're going to a matric dance. It is an entire process that's just out of touch with the needs of South Africans at this point in time.
So we take it Action SA is not going to the ball?
No, certainly. I think our president will be there in as much as we need to be able to comment on the outcomes of these proceedings. But the entire institution has just become out of touch with the needs of South Africans who are sitting at home in load shedding, unemployed in the amount of 43% of our population. And the process needs to gain credibility by way of promises being delivered upon.
Who wants to miss a good party, even if they don't get to dance? Red carpet and no load shedding on top. That's a steal. Joining me to throw forward at what we can or cannot expect tonight is the founder and leader of the Rivonia Circle, Songhe Zazibi, who told me in no uncertain terms that he does not like previewing the sauna. Keda, why is it so? Good morning.
Good morning, Keda. No, I don't like reviewing the sauna because, you know, everything needs money.
Yeah.
You know, as they say, money talks and BS walks.
Yeah.
So you always need to wait for the budget to see whether the things promised are going to be paid for. If there's no money, they don't happen.
Oh, I thought maybe it's because it's too predictable. It's only promises that never happen.
No, the reason they don't happen sometimes or half the time is because there's no money for them.
Why are they made?
Well, to impress you, Commissar, and you know, and the pundits and the other politicians who say, no, this was really good by the president.
Yes.
on this issue. We really need to do it. And he agrees. And then next year, everybody's forgotten.
Well, I don't.
Commissar, what did he say in last year's speech? Do you remember?
Well, he promised us. Was it the? No, is the other year where he promised us smart cities?
You see,
right?
You don't remember.
Smart
you
cities,
see?
But I'm still waiting for smart cities.
There you go.
And I remember Julia saying he shouldn't dream. He's a president. You know, we're the only ones who should dream. But what can we expect tonight?
So the big issue is load shedding,
yeah.
Commissar. I think the most important thing about load shedding is actually money. And the money, if it's not available, then we can't sort out load shedding.
Mm.
We need the equivalent of one big power station to solve load shedding. That's the first thing. The second thing, if you remember, Eskom asked for money from NERSA. They got it. Then he said, wait, wait, wait.
Yeah.
Now, they need that money. If he said, wait, 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 then the money's got to be found somewhere.
It must come from somewhere.
It's got to come from somewhere. So he needs to answer those questions. If we don't have electricity, Commissar, anything else is just talk.
Hmm. In last year's sauna, the president had this to say.
We have given ourselves 100 days to finalize what I call a comprehensive social compact to grow our economy, to create jobs, and to combat hunger. This work will build on the foundation of the economic reconstruction and recovery plan, which we adopted, which remains our common program to rebuild the economy.
Now, have we grown the economy?
No.
Have we created jobs?
No.
Have we combated hunger?
No, there's more hunger now than before.
Did the president lie?
He made an unfulfilled promise. To be diplomatic,
well, it goes back to how we started, right?
Yeah.
And but those are those promises necessary? I keep on going back to this thing. Could the president stand in front of us and say, guys, the bad year coming ahead of us. You know, let's just buckle up and fasten our seatbelts and hope for the best.
Commissar, you know, there are things that we expect people to say. It's like when somebody was problematic in the community dies.
Yeah.
They're always good in death.
Yeah.
Or if not, then, you know, we find a way of tiptoeing around the bad things that they did. The sauna is a bit like that. There are certain things a president has to say, even if they're not going to happen. Hence my point about money. Because if you say, if you don't say that we're going to fight crime, and yet the budget for policing is going to be reduced by R1 billion, for real. This year, the budget, the police budget is being reduced by R1 billion.
The police budget?
Yeah, that came out.
It's a very important budget.
No, that came out in the medium-term budget policy
statement. You would want to increase
in
that one, though.
No, of course, but listen to what he says today, or, you know, in the sauna tonight.
You see, what is funny is that I think it's last night or the previous night, you know, in preparation for the sauna, they then released this scorecard, right? Mm. I mean, I saw this scorecard on Twitter. You know, he speaks about how they have done so much to deal with crime and how much they've done so much to deal with GBV. And I'm thinking, but where?
You know, Commissar, in any event, I mean, think about it. Let's say you and I live in the real world, right? You can do 5 things really well. And then, I don't know, you decide to beat up your neighbor to the hospital. All of those 4 things don't matter. Yeah. The point I'm making is electricity availability is the big issue. It's stopping everything. Those jobs you're talking about, that hunger you're talking about, and so on, we're not going to solve those problems if the lights are off, because it affects water, how much water we have that we can pump. It affects how much water farmers can get. It affects how long KFCs and chicken leggings and all of these places where people work, how long they can work and whether they make money or not. That's the big issue on the table. If you can't address that, everything else, Commissar, does not matter.
I suppose it also affects how many tourists we can bring here, even if we spend R1 billion.
Right, even if we spend R1 billion, when they get here, the lights are off and they got stuck in traffic.
Why are you guys having
hours?
A problem with this idea of Mr. Khumalo, man?
Commissar, you are a well-traveled man. Travel is an entire experience. If you go to a country and they give you a very hard time at the airport, do you want to go back?
No.
Just because a hotel was fantastic?
No.
You get me? Right. So it's a good thing to create demand, but I come from one of the best tourism assets of South Africa, the Wild Coast.
Yeah.
Commissar, you want to get out of your car and carry it. That's how bad the road is there. So let us go and advertise for those tourists to go to Coffee Bay and Hole in the Wall and Mtata River Mouth and Nanga River Mouth and so on, and have punctures and all of these kind of things trying to get there. These things, Commissar, work together. It's not to say don't do it. It's to say present a comprehensive plan. Say we're going to attract tourists. We can do this with them. We can do that because we've solved these 2 or 3 things, or they're getting better. So we're feeling good about asking them to come.
Well, this is not about tourism. I just thought I should throw it in here because I remember you are one of the people who complained about Mr. Khumalo's eloquent explanation of this thing.
He's a preacher.
What about our friends, the EFF, planned disruption tonight? Is there a better way this can be handled? I mean, you know, I know what's going to happen, right? And I think you wrote in the Daily Maverick yesterday that, you know, they're going to be apprehended. There's going to be cops and there's going to be foreigners watching this thing. And the president's going to speak to us an hour later once the EFF have been bundled out.
Commissar, there are 2 things about that sauna that show how unserious our parliamentarians are. It's that red carpet nonsense with a variety of outfits that look expensive all the way to those that look like they were made this morning, right? Commissar, in a country where there's hunger and the lights are going off, what are you doing, a red card? What is the parade? This is not the Durban July. You are hired and employed by the South African people to deal with their crisis. Why are you parading?
Mm.
So are you surprised, Commissar, that when they get inside that hall, they spend their time heckling, not listening to each other and so on? We really do need to think about whether some of these behaviors we would accept them in our families. Honestly, if we can't accept it in our family, Commissar, we can't accept it in Parliament.
Mm.
And Commissar, when I was at Business Day, I wrote about this EFF behavior. I said, it might be nice now with Zuma that we don't like, but one day you will regret it.
It becomes a
and
culture.
That day has arrived.
Yeah, that day is here.
Yeah.
Right, and it's going to be nasty tonight. We shall be watching, of course, load shedding allowing.
yeah.
I mean, at least they're coming, right? They're not going to have it.
Yeah.
You know, they've got this dispensation. I mean, it just kills me that they could even do that and tell us that they're going to have this dispensation. I would have not spoken to the country about it if I were them. But anyway, do we still have to bother? I mean, I've seen people say, why can't the president just send us a WhatsApp or a fax? No, maybe people don't know what a fax is. Maybe an SMS to say this is what's happening and let's cut the pomp and ceremony.
Yeah, send us a WhatsApp.
Yeah.
No, Commissar, I think people are just expressing frustration, because if he were not to do it, that would also be a problem. Mm-hmm. It's one of those you damned if you do, you damned if you don't. So I don't take those discussions seriously, to be honest. Let's just do the things we do, but do them properly. And take the work of public representatives seriously and engage with what our politicians say.
Is he likely to announce a reshuffle in the SONA?
No, that's not the place to do it. Yeah, that's not the business of parliament. It's a purely executive function, yeah, and he's supposed to do it outside parliament.
But that leaves a lot of people thinking he's taken too long to reshuffle. And, you know, we've got a secretary general of the party who's supposedly also minister of transport. You've got a deputy president who's telling the whole world that he's resigned and he's spoken to the president, and other people saying, we don't know about it. And it's confusing.
Yeah, it's a circus with no ringmaster. But look, Commissar, you know, as much as I'm unhappy with the president for many things, and you'd have seen my article in the Daily Maverick yesterday, there are also procedures in parliament. So parties can't just change their lists willy-nilly. Mm. There are national lists, there are provincial lists, there have to be gaps in the list. Someone has to be told to resign, or, you know, you find somebody who has died.
Sick.
You have to find. So there's a process. I mean, let's be reasonable. Right, there is a process that takes place. There are windows for changing lists and so on. You can't just wake up and change who's on your list. That is why a certain Andile, who belonged to the Red Overalls, remained there for a while they didn't like him.
Mm.
They couldn't just, yeah. That's just how it works. I understand the frustration, but
so Lilonke Keita. This thing that's happening tonight, I could miss it to watch a pre-recorded match of, say, Orlando Pirates and Mahlareng United.
You and I, Commissar, I always just read the speech, Commissar. I don't watch it. I don't have time for it. I'm too old to watch a circus. That's not even funny.
Well, in case you get low-shared tonight, read all about the SONA in the Sowetan Live tonight, or, of course, in the paper itself tomorrow. Thank you, Songwe Zazibi, leader and founder of the Rivonia Cycle.
Thank you, Commissar.
Data member.
All right, thanks.
Please subscribe to this podcast and follow us on Twitter at Rems by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. From me, Rems Mabote, goodbye and God bless.